Success in the New Retirement with Damon Roberts and Matt Deaton.
This is the Success in the New Retirement podcast with Damon Roberts and Matt Deaton. It's all powered by Acute Wealth Advisors, 480-680-6868. Now, let's get to the show. This is the time of the year we start thinking about spring cleaning, Damon. So as we're cleaning out the garage, cleaning up the house, is there some like spring cleaning that you recommend to the families you serve that they should be doing to their portfolios?
Well, I mean, this is something that should be done on an annual basis, right? First of all, you have to set up an actual plan, and a lot of people out there don't have a retirement plan. But even once you do that, you know, life happens, tax laws change and move in and out. You've got the markets that fluctuate up and down. And so if you're not making adjustments as you live life, as you get older, taking less risk than you were before, creating an appropriate stage of life investment plan for where you're at is really important. And so, you know, and also looking at fees. And so a lot of times people come in and what they're looking for is a second opinion about this. So they can look at, well, how much risk do I have? Am I really truly diversified? And a lot of people in those 401ks, as we were talking about in the last segment, they've been investing the same way for a long period of time, and now they're getting closer to retirement. And a lot of them know they should be taking less risk, but I would say 8 out of 10 people that come in are invested like they're 30 and 40 instead of 50 and 60. And the problem with that is there's no longer the time that they used to have to recover from the downturns in the market. These are now much more critical. You've entered that retirement red zone. And so making the right decisions and getting good returns, but avoiding 20, 25, 30% downturns, because they do come about a third of the time. And so, you know, creating a portfolio that is going to match your stage of life is really critical. And that's what we're helping people do all the time, every day.
One of the things that someone probably it's on top of their mind right now is taxes, right? Yep. We're all in the midst of, hey, I'm getting my stuff together, trying to get it to the accountant or find a time on the weekend to, you know, pull out the tax software and get that done. And so I think right now, top of mind is taxes. So again, right now, a lot of people are focused on, well, how do I pay the least amount? How do I get the biggest refund? But really what we've been talking about on this show for a while is, you know, how do we pay less taxes throughout retirement? Because that's where it's going to matter. And so again, is it time to look at your overall tax plan and say, okay, did I miss out on some opportunities last year that I could have taken advantage of? Could I have done some Roth conversions? Could I have done something where I got some money into some tax-free buckets? Again, it's not necessarily, can I save money right now? It's, hey, you know, could I save hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes throughout my retirement if I make some moves now to get more tax efficient? So that's what Damon and I preach, is tax efficiency. Does it make sense to pay a little bit more in tax right now so that you have tax-free money later on? And that tax-free money can be growing and getting bigger and bigger, and you don't have to pay anything on those gains. So there's some opportunities right now, and I think taxes are on people's minds. So again, as spring cleaning comes in, it might be an opportunity to kind of say, okay, how do I optimize my taxes? How do I figure out what I can do now to benefit? How do I make sure that retirement, Uncle Sam gets less? Again, the amount of debt this country has, the amount of, it's going up by, I saw a stat that said that our national debt is going up by $1 trillion every 100 days.
Oh my gosh.
That is what, $10 billion a day or something like that? I mean, it's like crazy.
So why is that not? I mean, I know we're in an election year right now, but eventually that's going to have to get paid down. Like, you hear everybody, the climate extremists screaming, hey, your grandkids and your kids, climate affects them. Well, guess what else is going to affect our grandkids and our kids and our taxes? Like, somebody's got to pay this debt eventually. Why is it not a bigger deal?
Well, it's going to become a big deal. I mean, that's what we're saying. But again, it's one of those things that if you want to push it down and not address it for another 6 months or a year or even 5 years down the road, I guess you can do that. It just means the problem gets that much worse. But you're going to come to a point where it can't be ignored any longer, where the amount of debt you have and the amount of money the country's trying to borrow on an annual basis becomes so large that it starts to affect our economy. It starts to affect the world economy. And so, again, that's coming. And there's some politicians that are starting to sound the alarm. So, again, the question is are you going to wait? I guess the good thing, Mark, is if they continue to push back and not make any changes to our tax code and some of that stuff for a few more years, that gives the retiree, that gives people listening to us right now, that longer time to kind of get their house in order, So I guess in some respect, that's good for you. But at some point, they are not going to be able to push it off, and they're going to have to do something about it. And so, again, we say start moving on it now because it is a huge problem.
Well, what we know is that by the end of 2025, at least currently, unless something changes, the current tax rates expire. And if they expire, then taxes are going up, right? What they go up to, we don't know exactly, but you know that would help fix some of this national debt problem. And so that does give us a shrinking window this year, this tax year, and next tax year to create some tax efficiency and to potentially look at how can I get some of these dollars that I will pay tax on in my 401ks and IRAs, how do I potentially create a strategy to be more tax efficient with them and to keep more of those dollars in my pocket? And that needs to be acted on soon because those are shrinking windows.
Mm-hmm. And David, we talked about it before as we talk about the tax strategy. There is a difference, and you're going to hear it a lot this time of the year, TV, radio commercials, tax planning and tax prep. There is a difference between the two. Can you define them?
Yes. So tax planning, we're looking at kind of this year, but also multiple years down the road and how we can realize that the portion of a portfolio, right? And this is why it's often you hear these commercials, you hear things, the ticking time bomb of your 401k or your IRA. Well, what does that even mean? It means that the bulk of America's retirement dollars, 90% of those dollars have never been taxed. And so they're going to be taxed. We all know the saying, there's two things that are certain in life. That's death and taxes. We're going to pay tax. So it becomes, how do we pay the least amount of taxes? And so this tax preparation is about looking at what can we do now with current laws? What can we prepare for in the future? And then there's, you know, the tax efficiency part of that. Okay, let's implement these strategies that are good right now. But as the tax law changes, then those strategies need to change. And so because we've been doing this 23 years, that those tax laws have changed and fluctuated. And regardless, there's always opportunities. You just need to understand how to utilize those so that you can keep as many dollars in your pocket as possible. Because when you get to retirement, you're now kind of on that fixed income. You can't just take, you're not getting a bonus, right? If you perform really well, you've got your income and you want to make sure that that's going to be enough to not only meet your minimum requirements, but to actually live life, right? Who wants to retire and sit at home doing nothing,
right?
Never being able to go out to eat, never being able to do whatever. You want some disposable income still. And what if that disposable income is all going to Uncle Sam when it could have been coming to you? Mm-hmm. And that's what we're looking for, is preparing for that future so that you have a lot more options and more income coming to you in retirement. So give us a call if you don't have a tax plan with your retirement plan. You can reach us, and Matt and I will go through. We'll help you create that opportunity as well as give you an analysis of the rest of your portfolio, etc. You can reach us at 480-680-6868. That's 480-680-6868.
There's nothing wrong with asking the questions, and we do have a team member from Acute Wealth Advisor standing by right now to talk to you. Not a call service, not AI, not a voicemail. It's one of the great team members that can answer your questions, get you on the calendar to sit down with Damon or Matt to begin these conversations about your tax strategy. I was going to save this for later in the show, but since we're talking about taxes, obviously we know the importance of tax day. We know the importance of sending your returns to the government. But this clip comes from Judge Judy. Now she has a show called Judy Justice. And unfortunately, this guy could use a little bit of an education.
I'm asking you how much you reported your gross income was when you filed your tax returns in April.
They come automatically is what I'm saying. I didn't file them. They're paid for and filed automatically by the company that distributes my royalties.
So is what you're saying you didn't file tax returns in April?
I assume that they're filed automatically through this company that pays me.
Mr. Lefkowitz, when was the last time you put a stamp on tax returns that you sent to the government?
I do not know. I've never filed through that. I just assumed that it was already taken care of in that way.
You assumed wrong.
Wow.
Poor guy.
He's going to have a fun meeting with the IRS at some point.
Thanks for listening. Want more from Damon and Matt? Check out successinthenewretirement.com. And while you're there, drop us an email with your questions.
Investment advisory services offered through Acute Investment Advisory, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through its affiliated company, Acute Wealth Advisors, LLC. Tax and or legal advice is not offered by either company or their affiliated companies. Consult with your tax and legal professionals for guidance on tax or legal matters. The information presented should not be viewed as personalized investment advice. All expressions of opinion are subject to change. We are not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.